Most people know that smoking is bad for your health, but while most would cite heart disease and cancer as risks, few know that blindness and sight impairment are very real consequences of the habit. Eye experts are warning that millions of smokers in the UK are putting themselves at increased risk of blindness or sight impairment by continuing with the habit. This comes as almost all, that's 96%, of optometrists surveyed say they examine a patient every month who has eye disease that they believe is the result of smoking. Worryingly, despite this concern among experts, only a fifth or 18% of the general public recognise the connection between eye disease and smoking. Joining me today to discuss the findings, we have Henry Leonard from the Association of Optometrists and optometrist Roshni Kaneber. Henry, if I can start with yourself, first of all, it's difficult to encourage people to have their eyes tested sometimes in the first place, so this must be a greater worry.
Well, that's right. We all know smoking is bad for our health, but what a lot of people don't realise is that smoking can affect the eyesight. Smokers are in fact twice as likely to lose their eyesight and up to four times more likely to develop macular degeneration, which is the leading cause of sight loss in the UK. And our recent research shows that almost all optometrists are seeing patients every month with eye disease linked to smoking, but fewer than one in five members of the general public are aware of these risks. So the Association of Optometrists' Stub It Out campaign is all about raising awareness of this link between smoking and sight loss. We know most smokers want to quit, so we hope this message really gives them that last little push to stop.
I suppose when you think about smoking, we perhaps think of, you know, the pictures when it comes to the lungs or the heart and so on, which we see a lot of. Is that something we could really do with, you know, highlighting the effects that smoking has on our sight?
Yes, I think that would definitely be useful because macular degeneration affects the retina. The macula is the central part of the retina which gives you your central vision, and there's two types of age-related macular degeneration. There's dry and there's wet, and definitely having some photos of a healthy retina and comparing it to a retina with signs of dry or wet age-related macular degeneration would be really useful.
AMD, you know, a great example there when you think about the two types, the wet and the dry. One you can treat, but the other you can't treat. I suppose you're increasing your risk if you're smoking of either.
Well, that's right. It increases the risk of both. As many of listeners may know, with dry macular degeneration, it tends to come on more gradually. It's less severe in the early stages, but of course it can affect the vision quite profoundly as it develops. The wet type is less common, but more severe. It tends to come on more urgently. And whilst there is some treatment for the wet type, it can still be difficult or impossible to treat sometimes. So, if there's anything we can do to sort of reduce the risk of people getting these conditions in the first place, that's the message that we really need to get out there.
What part of the eye check then would show up damage like this when we go to the high street optometrist or so on? What kind of things can show these defects?
So whenever a patient goes in to see an optometrist for a sight test, the optometrist will do many tests to assess the vision. One of these tests is to have a look at the back of the eyes by one of two methods. And when we're looking at the back of the eyes, we look at the optic nerve, the blood vessels, and also the macula. And we're looking at the macula, we can assess for any signs of dry age-related macular degeneration or wet, and also look at the retina for other conditions as well, because as well as age-related macular degeneration, smokers are twice as likely to develop conditions such as glaucoma and cataracts, so we can also have a look for signs of cataracts as well as glaucoma.
There's a whole range of tests which can detect these problems, but are you seeing more and more people coming with the effects of smoking, you know, adding to the damage to their eyes?
I think it's the lack of awareness that's most frustrating. Yeah, and people who've actually lost their sight already often say, "I didn't realise that smoking would potentially cause this problem." It's always difficult with any individual to know exactly whether the cause was smoking or, there's often many causes of these conditions. But we do know that smokers are up to four times more likely to develop conditions like macular degeneration. So it's really about getting the message out there, raising awareness of this link, which is very underappreciated by the general public. I think people think about lung disease and heart disease, but not perhaps eyesight problems.
And that is astounding when we look at surveys, and we have done for many, many years now, and we talk about things that people would not want to lose in their life. And sight tends to be at the very, very top.
Yes, so a lot of patients that I see in practice, in fact, I had one yesterday who has macular degeneration and has lost her sight. And she said to me, I wish if out of anything, it wasn't my sight that I'd lost. And although it's not very nice to lose your hearing, she said to me, I would much have preferred to lose my hearing over my vision.
Is that something we then need to campaign more from local central government, from the NHS as well, to get that message out there? Because we're all very aware of the effects that smoking has on other parts of our body.
That's right. And this is one of the main reasons we're running this campaign, because this is lack of awareness around the link between smoking and sight loss. We've also got lots of resources on our website. That's aop.org.uk/stubitout to share this information on social media. We've got information leaflets as well. So I recommend people to check that out.
And the high street as well, they'll play their part too. Is that something which opticians, optometrists and so on can get involved in making people aware almost as a matter of course when they come in for an eye check?
Yes, that's definitely the case. And as well as the general public that can access that page on our website, also our AOP members can as well. So they can display posters in practice and obviously talk to patients about it as well when they're examining them and asking them about their lifestyle and smoking and that sort of thing.
What about teaching children as well? You know, that's the adults of the future. You know, they're the people who could effectively take, you know, some really positive action against this when it comes to smoking.
Yeah, it's really important to get the message out there to everybody. What we do know is that children of smokers are 2 to 3 times more likely to take up smoking themselves when they reach adulthood. So it's really important to get the message to parents to stop them smoking, because that will have a knock-on effect on the children smoking when they get older.
We're almost out of time, so if people would like to learn more about the campaign, just remind us of the best place to go for that.
So it's www.aop.org.uk/stubitout.
To Henry and to Roshni, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.